President Nicolas Sarkozy of France has been publicly canoodling with Carla Bruni, the model and singer. But of course, the French don't bother about such things. The French press brims with bulletins about Carla and Sarkozy. My French family calls up to gossip about Carla and Sarkozy. Our French friends say they are appalled by Carla and Sarkozy. But the French don't really bother about such things. If the French press seems obsessed with Carla and Sarkozy, it's just because it's been Americanized. Although some of us think that the American press has actually become Australianized. Of course, the French don't bother about such things. Carla Bruni is a celebrated model, singer, and songwriter. She's also had, between rock stars, billionaires, prime ministers, film stars, and famous philosophers, almost as rich a romantic history as the Taj Mahal. She once notably said, "I'm monogamous from time to time, but I prefer polygamy." As the French comedian Anna Romanoff said the other night, if Sarkozy needs to fall asleep, he can just start counting her exes. Not that the French bother about such things. The story of this public courtship, to use an old-fashioned word, bristles with personal and political complications and implications. Several recent presidents of France, in fact, as the French will tell you, most of them, not that they bother, have had multiple mistresses. Some presidents have had whole hidden families, which the press didn't report and about which the public didn't seem to care. President Sarkozy gets a divorce, falls in love, wants to get married, and it's called a scandale. Not that the French care about such things. The man who's bluntly told his citizens work more to earn more and work hard like the Americans, British, and Poles to revive his country's greatness has taken three vacations with his lover in the past 2 months, traipsing through Egypt, Jordan, and Euro Disney. Anna Romanoff said, "France has glorious chateaux, hotels, and cultural institutions, but no, he takes her to Euro Disney. 3 hours of standing in line for 2 minutes of pleasure." I'm sure she meant the rides, okay? Nothing else. Americans can be so bawdy. The French don't bother about such things. President Sarkozy contrasts his openness about his life with the secrecy of past French presidents. Makes it sound as if having a public love affair with a famously alluring woman is a service to democracy, on a par with those 1,500 French troops who serve in Afghanistan. "Okay, Sergeant, what will it be? Fight the Taliban in Kandahar or romp around with Carla Bruni? Ho ho! Mon capitaine, you choose! We French don't bother about such things!"
At last the secret is out, as it always must come in the end. The delicious story is ripe to tell to the intimate friend. Over the teacups and in the sky.
Carla Bruni, she ought to take a deep breath. And this is NPR News.